A Carrollton man has been arrested after a Carroll County grand jury indicted him Wednesday on 8 counts of gross sexual imposition involving 2 juvenile victims. 46-year-old Sean Batty was taken into custody today by Carroll County Sheriff's deputies. Court records allege the offenses occurred between 2022 and 2025, including 2 counts involving a child under the age of 13. No arraignment date has been scheduled. The Ohio Attorney General's office is prosecuting the case. A Canton man will be in court tomorrow after police say he stabbed a woman and later led officers on a dangerous chase. 39-year-old Julius Edwards is scheduled for arraignment in Canton Municipal Court on charges including attempted murder, felonious assault, and domestic violence. He's accused of repeatedly stabbing his girlfriend at a home on 15th Street Southwest Tuesday morning. She was taken to Altman Hospital in critical condition. Edwards was arrested that night after police allege he fled from an attempted traffic stop in Hudson, crashed a vehicle and injured several people, shot at a state trooper, and crashed a stolen vehicle into a Summit Metro Parks police cruiser in Stowe before running away. Health officials are urging residents to take precautions as cases of cyclosporiasis continue to climb across the state. Since June 20th, the Ohio Department of Health has confirmed 177 cases of the parasitic illness, including 28 hospitalizations in 43 counties. Stark County has reported 8 cases. No deaths have been reported. The illness is spread through contaminated food or water and can cause severe diarrhea, nausea, fatigue, and dehydration. Health officials recommend thoroughly washing fresh produce, practicing good hand hygiene, and seeking medical care if symptoms develop. Tyrone Noling, sentenced to die for the murders of an elderly Atwater Township couple, will have a clemency hearing. Attorney Brian Howe says Noling's case will be heard by the Ohio Parole Board August 18th. Noling has also filed an application for a pardon from Governor Mike DeWine. The Alliance man maintains his innocence in the 1990 slayings of 81-year-olds Bernhardt and Cora Hartig in their home. Attorneys for the Ohio Innocence Project filed a motion in Portage County last year, saying an analysis determined evidence was missing that implicated 2 other men. A Canton man is facing charges after police say he ran away from a group home Wednesday morning, prompting a search. 35-year-old Joshua Brunner was arrested after the incident in the 400 block of Goble Avenue Northeast and is scheduled for arraignment today in municipal court. Police say it was his 27th runaway incident this year, requiring him to be entered into a national missing person database. Brunner is charged with inducing panic, obstructing official business, and disorderly houses. SARTA will ask Stark County voters to renew its current sales tax levy this November instead of seeking a tax increase. The Transit Authority's board voted Wednesday to place the existing 0.25% sales tax on the ballot. Board members had considered a 0.1% increase after voters rejected a similar request in May. Officials say the renewal would help maintain current services as the levy approaches its 2027 expiration date. A small plane crash at the Kent State University Airport is under investigation by the Highway Patrol. Troopers say a 2014 Cessna 172S left the runway around 3:50 Wednesday afternoon and landed in a ditch, causing minor damage to the aircraft. The pilot, 24-year-old Kwon-Woo Kim, was not hurt. The FAA has been notified and will conduct a separate investigation. Wellsville schools are mourning the loss of a former superintendent who spent nearly 5 decades serving the district. The district announced the death of Richard Barashek, who spent 47 years with Wellsville before retiring in 2023. Current Superintendent Kyle Exline says Barashek's love for the district and community was clear, and his leadership will be remembered by many. The Schwebel Banking Company is considering an accelerated bankruptcy filing as part of an effort to find a new owner. Documents filed in Youngstown Federal Court say the company has a potential buyer and is discussing whether a sale can be completed. The move comes after Schwebel's announced plans to close its baking operations and outlets in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New York. Teamsters have filed a lawsuit over employee benefits as negotiations continue. Mahoning County officials say 92 homes were damaged by Sunday's severe storms. EMA Director Connor O'Halloran says damage ranges from minor to major, but no serious injuries have been reported. WFMJ-TV reports several roads remain closed because of downed trees and power lines, and officials say some closures could last weeks. Residents are also being warned to watch for scams during the storm recovery. The One West Federal Street project will rehabilitate Youngstown's historic 17-story Central Tower building into a mixed-use development featuring apartments, office space, retail, and First National Bank's Eastern Ohio headquarters. The state says the redevelopment will preserve one of downtown's signature buildings while creating new housing opportunities and supporting continued investment in the city's urban core. Governor Mike DeWine and Ohio Department of Development Director Lydia Mihalik last week announced state support for 13 mixed-use development projects across Ohio, expected to create more than $318 million in payroll and $1.3 billion in investments. A woman who attempted to set fire to the former Insight Trumbull Hospital in Warren will be treated at Heartland Behavioral Healthcare in Massillon. 65-year-old Lisa Lane of Leavittsburg will have another hearing in 6 months. Lane was found not guilty by reason of insanity in the December incident. An employee found burn marks near a door as well as materials to start a fire. Lane was ruled to be mentally ill and a threat to harm herself and others. Her maximum time at Heartland is 3 years, matching the maximum possible prison sentence. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Meir.